My name is Gabor Schwartek. Welcome to the episode, or welcome to the podcast if you have not listened yet. Thank you for coming and taking time. In the past, I really haven't looked at it this way, but I think it's a really good way of looking at before you start a painting is, what are you celebrating? And what I mean by that, are you celebrating values? Are you celebrating color? Are you celebrating the animal? Are you celebrating the figure in that painting? Are you celebrating, let's say, the perspective? If you're celebrating the, let's say, an animal in the landscape, you then want to play down all the details in the landscape. You're celebrating the animal, so you want to make sure that you're not giving too much focus on all the things. If you're celebrating, basically, when you're looking at a scene, a landscape, let's say, and you say, oh, it's beautiful. Well, why is it beautiful? Well, let's say in the fall, well, obviously it's the colors. So then you're playing up the colors, and you're playing down some other things around it. It's really important to ask that question. You might want to celebrate texture. Then you got to downplay other areas of the painting to upplay the texture in certain areas. That's kind of what I mean by celebrating. What are you celebrating? It's a good way of looking at either your photo reference or when you're painting from life. What makes you think? Because as a painter, of course, there's a feeling when you look at the subject, but then you got to be a little bit analytical for sure before you start painting. If you're just painting with feelings and you don't have any analytical thought behind it, it's not going to be a good painting. The feeling part, the emotion part will come through, but underneath that layer, there has to be thought. It has to be thought out. And of course, your skills of, you know, if you're going to paint animal, you have to have, you know, your drawing skills down. You can't have shortcuts with certain things. If you paint the landscape, you have to have some experience painting outdoors, or at least studying colors and values and all these things. You got to ask yourself, what are you celebrating? There has to be sort of a one main idea, and everything else sort of is a subordinate to that idea. And I think you will have a lot more successful paintings if you think that way before you start. If you like this podcast episode, make sure you go to my website and check out some other free content that I have, some videos, some written content under the blog tab. And I also have demonstrational videos, start to finish ones, which I think will definitely help you in your growth.